Recently, we've heard a lot about access to food during the federal government shutdown and the threats to food assistance programs. But a far more permanent problem has been facing schools that are trying to feed their students this year. In March, the Trump administration cut the USDA's Local Food Purchase Assistance Program. It gave schools money to buy local fruits and vegetables. The program was a lifeline for nearly 300 local farmers who sold dairy products and crops like apples and lettuce to nearby school districts. WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel spoke with Mark Schmidt, a former chef from Milwaukee who now sells produce to schools around the Midwest. He asked that we not share the name of the company he works for because he's not authorized to speak on behalf of the company.
What are you hearing when you're talking to vendors about the changes at the federal level, specifically as it relates to school lunches and the food that schools are able to buy?
It's real tough on the schools. It's really tough on the farmers. It's the fact that the way it was done really pulled the rug out from underneath a lot of folks. And we're talking farmers, we're talking school systems, kids in general for their nutrition. Basically everybody in that chain that was expecting that money to come is kind of, they've had the floor dropped out from beneath them even after planting for what, you know, they were expecting to have money to do. It's leaving a lot of people in a really bad spot.
Yeah. Can you explain what was happening in schools before this grant program was canceled and what's happening now? Like, are we seeing fewer fruits and vegetables offered to students?
So what's really happening is they're not getting the, as you know, they're not getting the grant funding for local, and so they're buying elsewhere. But this also puts a huge deficit into their budget, you know, so they're budgeting to have this money. They still have to feed kids, and so they still have to get, they still have menus. They're not necessarily changing their menus. They are here and there, but a lot of these menus and these systems for these school groups are kind of built out ahead of time. And so change is really hard for them. You got to notify parents of a change in school lunch, you know, nutritional value, where it's getting from. There's some schools go more into it than others. But for me, so yes, to answer your question, yes, there is an impact, but they are still getting those items, but they're not local. And they're having to pay for it, and their budget, they have to do budget cuts. And that may be, in one case, it was laying off a teacher, you know, or getting rid of a program because you have to feed the kids. Other places, they have had to raise their fees, which is very difficult to do in the middle of the year. Parents are not in tune and a fan of that. Some are. Some fight back viciously with the PTA and the school board. But for me, the biggest thing is local foods is just so extremely important for our health and our mind and body, everything. I mean, if you're eating what nature has put in the soil around you, it helps you with allergies. It helps you with things that you're trying to fight off, like the earth provides. And if you're not taking advantage of what's around you, it just doesn't work the same.
That was Mark Schmidt, a former Milwaukee chef who now works for a Milwaukee produce sales company. Schmidt spoke with WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel.